Greg, a win, clean sheet, and you guys secure home field in the first round of the playoffs. What pleases you most about today?
All of the above. Is that neat? I was pleased with generally with our performance. I mean, they're a tough team to break down. We knew that. You know, the same scenario that we encountered when we went to Columbus. They lock you down in certain areas of the midfield. They make it tough for you. We knew we were going to have our fair share of the ball. It was going to be about, could we finish some of the chances that we created, and can we manage them in transition, because they've got guys who can break out quick in transition, and that's, again, that was their formula today. I thought we did a pretty good job of that. Some of the first half ones that seemed close were actually offsides, but now with the referees, the linesman's not really raising their flags, you don't really know, but they were informing me that they were, so I'll live with that. I'm pleased with. We had to play for 90 minutes today, and that was one of the things we talked about was, you know, no matter what happens, we play for 90 minutes. If we're in the lead, we've got to play professional at the end. We've got to see the game out. We've got to mitigate risk, not turn over balls in bad spots. There was a couple moments I think we'll talk about, but in general, I thought we saw it out professionally, and these are all just important lessons as we, again, now we go into a unique playoff setting, which is one and done, and so... Again, we've got to play 90 minutes, and every play matters, and that's we tried to take that approach again today.
Is there any early word on jerseys?
No, not yet. His quad was sore in that situation. I don't know to the extent. We don't know quite where he's at. We'll have to see from an MRI what it looks like and what our timeline might be or how we'll deal with it.
Greg, the fact that you guys have gone 10 straight MLS games without losing, they sort of want to play right away and not have a sort of 2-week break?
Yeah, that would be nice. It is what it is. Every year when the playoffs come around, there's some challenge because of the international breaks. I guess with the fact that Josie may have to heal a little bit, we'll take the 2 weeks and we'll get ourselves as prepared as we know we will. We'll try to carry the momentum that we've built. I think we have shown that we're really, really difficult to beat. I think if we can execute just a few more of our moments in the game on the attacking side, again, some of these margins might be less close. That's the way the playoffs are going to be. Every play is going to be important. It's going to be tight. DC is a difficult team to beat as well. They're just a hard team that's, you know, they protect their goal really well. They're going to get numbers behind the ball. They're very committed in that way. Not to look forward too soon, but we're going to encounter some of those very same characteristics when we play them.
Greg, you play to win the game. You can only control what happens here.
Sure.
You accomplished that. Deep down, did you ever think that the two results would go your way to give you a home playoff date? And now that you have accomplished that, how gratifying is it?
You know, it's not something that I thought about a lot. You know, I really was focused on our performance today because I think our performance is the most important thing going into the playoffs. Over the stretch of these last, 10 games, we've gone to some difficult stadiums, some difficult fields, some tough places to play, and we've done well on each of those stadiums. So for me, it was just important that we tried to carry the momentum forward, that we defend well, get the shutout was important. And then we win the game. And the rest of it, I honestly didn't think much about until we came in at halftime and I heard that Montreal was up and Sensi was drawn. But then when I heard they were down two men, I wasn't all that optimistic, but I should never bet against Nick Hagelin. I really didn't spend a ton of time thinking about the other results until it got down to the wire a little bit and started to hear the scores. Then I started to ask a little more frequently than
did you have somebody feeding you the information?
I did. It was going from upstairs to the bench to me, and then I was, it was also a little bit of motivation for the guys on the field to know, finish this game out. It's there for us. That helps. That's something that on decision day, when a lot of things are happening at the same time, the guys were, they wanted to know as well, because it's, again, a little extra motivation down the stretch when you're really hanging on to something.
Was Beneze able to go to 90 minutes today, or did he have 45 in him? What was his status?
He was available. I wanted to get him out there today for what I felt was, appropriate for today, to get him ready as we get towards the playoffs. Suba's done a nice job for us, giving us a lot of work, a lot of defensive work. I wasn't sure if we're going to play on the road or home. There's a few different things that go through this thought process as we prepare for the stretch. Some continuity in there was important, but I knew for sure that Nico was going to come on and get a good stretch of minutes and hopefully have him ready to go for the playoffs as well.
Greg, in 2016 and 2019, you guys lost just twice in your last 15 games. Is there anything in this late season run that reminds you of that 2016 team?
Yeah, again, difficult to beat, you know, and when we've had to come back from behind in a couple of these games, we managed to make the plays that we need to give us the draw. I think there's a couple games in this series that I would have liked to have seen the game out better, that I think there was more wins than draws in there for us, which was a little bit of our discussion today. If we get ahead, let's make sure that we see this win out, that we don't give anything back. But yeah, I think when you go in the playoffs, you have to be very difficult to beat. You've got to be hard to play against from a defensive perspective. You got to take care of the ball if you're in possession, not put yourself in bad situations. So a lot of these things, but I think we're in a pretty good rhythm as a group. And again, over the years, I said this, I think in 2016, that the best indicator, and this doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things, but the best indicator of playoff form is the last 10 games of the year. We try to look for everything to see what it would, and the last 10 games of the year are just an important measure for your form as you go into the playoffs. So we're going to try to take that, build on the confidence that we have, and go in ready to play.
Greg, was today's controlled outing a bit of a response to how wild things got in Chicago last week?
Definitely. You know, I think, to be honest, it wasn't talked about much, but I think a little bit of Dallas was, or sorry, a little bit of Chicago was fatigue. And, you know, in the course of those 7 games in 23 days, we had gone to, what, Cincy, New York, you know, New England somewhere in there. We were into Montreal, out to L.A., back to Toronto to play 2 games that almost didn't feel like home games because we were traveling in and out. And so we stayed as consistent as we could with the lineup, and I think just a little bit of fatigue caught up with us, and we started to get a little bit loose in terms of that controlled, structured approach that I think that has been good for us over this stretch. So today, yes, was a response. Keep control of the game. Let's not keep control, keep our shape, things like that. And I think the guys did a good job concentrating on that.
And in games like this, how important is it to have difference makers like Pozuelo to the confidence for Kate Cole?
Yeah, again, it's critical. And whether it's playoffs, it's tight games, you know, you can win them through in the run of play, you can win them through set pieces. You know, we had a good chance with Omar on the header on the corner kick towards the end. That's all of these things are important for us. That's why I say every play matters, every set piece matters, right? Every throw in matters. Again, I'd like for us to be a little more efficient in the run of play. We were in some really good spots and had some really good looks that we didn't finish off, but you know, something that we'll take some repetitions over this week to try to sharpen up. When you're playing a lot of games in a short period of time, you don't have a lot of training time to give guys repetition in front of goal and build confidence and those kinds of things. And this is something we can do during this period.
Greg, there have obviously been a lot of travel for you guys lately. What does it mean to have a do or die game here at BMO in front of these fans?
Yeah, I think it's huge. It's massive. For sure, the energy in the stadium is something we want behind us. We've shown over the years, these home games and the playoffs, these big games, to have the crowd shows up. They're loud from the start. For me, it's always a little bit of a gauge from the national anthem of how the day is going to be like when everybody's in and they're singing and it's loud. For me, it gives me chills, and I know that our guys are ready and the game it's on that day. And so we're really excited to be home. We've worked hard over the, you know, this whole season, but really hard and well over the second half of the season once we've got everybody in to have the opportunity to play at home in front of our fans in the playoffs. And you know, some things had to go our way today, and they did, and you know, we're going to try to make the most of it.
Greg, you talked about setting the tone, using today to set the tone for the playoffs. Do you think that you accomplished that?
Yeah, I think we were close. I don't think we were all the way there. I think the intensity level is going to go up another notch, but I think we have a lot of guys with experience in the playoffs that understand what that looks like. You know, when you get them as an opposition are a very good team, but at the end of the day, they weren't playing for anything major today. We're going to be playing against a team that is playing for survival, for everything. And so that's going to ratchet up just the intensity all alone. And so I think in general, there's more that we have to bring because the game is going to ask more and the opposition is going to ask more in the playoffs.
Greg, you mentioned that you want your team to be tougher to beat. You guys are playing that sort of identity. One of those pieces, it looks like it's crucial to that, is Marky Delgado. I noticed he was playing a little bit higher in the midfield today. Can you just talk about his impact on the game today?
Yeah, I think, you know, through this stretch, and it really was since LAFC, it's been a real goal of ours to win the middle of the field. And I mean that from a defensive standpoint first and foremost. Again, a lot of those games were on the road. And we, you know, we brought Oso inside, we brought Markey inside and Michael inside. And for them, it is win the middle of the field, win the battle between our three against their three, typically is how it sets up. And Markey just does, and Oso too, but Markey just does an incredible amount of running over the course of the game. We see that on this, and you know, in the GPS, and he does an incredible amount of high speed running, and he's so aware. He's kind of that unsung guy who is aware when he sees something that needs to be closed down, or he sees a play that might be breaking down, he'll break off of his particular role and get across to cover somebody else. And his engine is huge for us in the midfield. It really helps us to again establish our ability to win the midfield in terms of just the battle of it. And a lot of it's between his ears, but a lot of it is just the ground that he covers. And we've kept him a little bit higher because he also has that capacity to break off of things and recover and get into a deeper position and help. But it's good. He and Oso can kind of swap the role from time to time, and we keep Michael typically deeper. But again, it's been a strategy of ours as we go into the playoffs that we want to win the midfield. We want teams to get too much rhythm with the ball, and you know, that's how we've been rolling.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.